Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
That needs to change, was Oprah's reply to the Doubleday publisher of James Frey's so-called memoir called A Million Little Pieces. After it was exposed as a tissue of lies, Doubleday tried to escape responsibility by saying that publishers don't fact-check nonfiction books. Oprah flatly said that the industry would have to change. To President Bush's approval of the $6 billion sale of terminals in six of our most important ports to the United Arab Emirates, Americans are shouting, that needs to change. We are fed up with the post-9/11 failure of the Bush administration to secure our borders and ports. Bush's defense is, trust me, sorry about that. Bush's constituency prefers the Reagan maxim, trust but verify. Ports pose a vital security concern because fewer than 5% of the 14 million containers that go through U.S. ports every year are inspected. We hope the other 95% of containers don't contain bombs. The fact that the United Arab Emirates has been helpful in some respects since 9/11 does not trump the facts that two of the 9/11 hijackers came from that country and some money to finance 9/11 was laundered through that country's banking system. We oppose this deal for the same reason that we successfully blocked Costco, a company owned by the communist Chinese government, from taking over the port of Long Beach, California. There's no reason why we can't prefer England, a country we've been friends with since 1814, over a country that votes against us in the United Nations 70% of the time. To those who are looking for a standard for U.S. decision-making, here it is. The ports are American property, and we're fully entitled to make any decision we believe is in the best interest of the United States of America. No law requires us to treat all foreign countries the same.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, keeping you informed about pending legislation, news alerts, and issues important to you and your family. For regular access to the most current news and analysis, go to our website, eagleforum.org, and subscribe to our free email alerts. Once again, that's eagleforum.org. Just click on the flashing box that says Subscribe Eagle Mail. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the only cure for insomnia is to get more sleep, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Walked in the studio this morning, and my clock for the first time in 6 months has been on the right hour. You know, there's something about just not wasting your time changing that clock. It's right again. Can you believe that, Jeff? Anyway, so much for that. It's
only right twice a year. Is that how it goes?
Well, it's wrong 6 months out of the year. It's something most people do semi-annually, you know. But I just let mine sit there because, like I've said before, I never look at the hour. I just look at the minute and the seconds. Anyhow, we've talked about how people, and I do, and I appreciate everything I get, all the information folks send me. But sometimes they are from unreliable sources. And I kept this. It came on February the 7th. And I thought, let's see. So I put it on my March calendar, and it didn't happen. But a top Russian parliamentary leader told, and I won't tell you who he told, that an attack on Iran is inevitable and that it will occur on March the 28th. So I had this thing stuck on March 28th just in case it did happen. I could say, hey, I knew that was going to happen on March 28th, but it didn't. And I guess he didn't send that same comment to President Bush, or perhaps it could have happened on March 28th. I don't know. The other day, I received some comments concerning the Virginia Terrorism and Security Awareness Orientation for State Employees brochure. You almost, and it makes a little sense as you read it, but it's about a 10-page thing. It's not very long. But anyway, it comes from the state of Virginia. To the greater extent than perhaps any other state in America, Virginia faces unique threats in the war against terrorism. I want to assure that all of the resources of state government are brought to bear in safeguarding the people of Virginia, so says the governor there. He signs it Governor Mark Warner. The price of freedom is vigilance, he quotes Thomas Jefferson. And this is in a brochure titled Terrorism and Security Awareness Orientation for State Employees. Now, the interesting thing here is the definition of terrorism. Terrorism is, and this is according to Title 22 of the United States Code, Section 2656 FD, defines terrorism as premeditated, politically motivated violence perpetuated against non-combatant targets by subnational groups or clandestine agents, usually intended to influence an audience. For whatever that's worth, that's terrorism. Then there's two kinds of terrorism, according to this brochure again. Terrorism is divided into two categories, international and domestic. Now, I'm not going into the international, but let's just look at domestic, because you and I are considered domestic terrorists. Believe it or not, every one of my listeners is a domestic terrorist. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. Domestic, and you see, and here's the thing, in the Patriot Bill, over and over and over and over again, they only want to be able to do these things to terrorist suspects. Well, you and I don't have to be a suspect. We already are, and I'll show you here in a minute. But domestic terrorist acts involve groups or individuals who act are individuals. That's just me and you and a dog named Blue, you know, just the three of us. Involve groups or individuals whose activities are directed at elements of our government or population without foreign direction or influence. Well, anything I do, I'm sure, will be without any foreign influence. I think I'm pretty much a sovereign individual here in this country. Now let's look at what determines a domestic terrorist. Anti-government and militia movement. Now, again, if you read the Constitution of the United States, we're supposed to be a militia. We're supposed to have a militia, and we're not talking about groups that are, in other words, they can be either a militia group, can be either individuals, or it can be, they don't have to belong to a group. Anyhow, then, that's one. Racist, separatist, and hate groups. Hate groups. Okay, didn't we find out not too long ago that the Boy Scouts were a hate group? Seems to me like that happened. Environmental and animal rights groups. They belong as domestic terrorists. Property rights activists. Hey, if you don't want water meters on your wells, you fall under the terrorist group. Religious extremists. Religious extremists are people who believe the scriptures are true, right? And street gangs. So they put property rights activists and religious people in the same category with street gangs and hate groups. Okay? Terrorists have the following goals in mind. To undermine confidence in the government. Well, I don't think it takes a group to undermine confidence in the government. Just watch what the government does. I don't know how anybody could have any confidence in the government. And then influence government or social policy. Don't we all try to influence government and social policy? You know, what about our state legislatures? If you call your legislature and try to explain to him something that you want passed or don't want passed, aren't you influencing government or social policy? Terrorist tools. Uh-oh, now here we get into it. Terrorists like to plan the details of future attacks prior to the execution of those acts. So a terrorist operating in the research mode may have one of the following tools. I'll leave you in suspenders here. We'll be right back after this message, and I'll tell you why I know you've got to be a terrorist suspect. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Now, this is coming directly from the state of Virginia. The governor signed this, Governor Mark Warner. It's the Terrorism and Security Awareness Orientation for State Employees. So I guess every state employee has had to memorize this. Terrorist tools. Terrorists like to plan the detail of future attacks prior to the execution of those acts. A terrorist operating in the research mode may have one or more of the following items in their possession when observed. Now, this is why I said you are a terrorist suspect. Ain't no doubt about it. Looky here. If you have a still or a video camera, do you have binoculars? How about a handheld tape recorder? Maps or charts, sketch pads or notebooks, scuba equipment or disguises. Any one of those and you are considered a terrorist suspect. Then there are some unusual indicators. At the scene of a potential incident, it may signify to be watchful for potential terrorist involvement. Some indicators are unexplained patterns of illness, recognizable odors or tastes, unexplained signs and symptoms of immediate illness, report of vapor clouds, mists, and or plumes unrelated to the weather. Now, we've been talking about these chemtrails now for years. Are we terrorists for reporting on those? I don't know. I'm just quoting what the man in Virginia says. What can you do? You can do two simple things and make a big difference. Be observant. That's number one. Be aware of unusual events, objects, and or of people. And then report what you observe. Tell someone in authority about your observations. Now, can't you just see how many people that take this plumb serious, they're going to be calling every time their neighbors shakes a mop out the back door, right? I mean, there's people that believe that, hey, we got to report everything that we see to the federal government. And it goes on down here, immediately report anyone who appears either suspicious are unauthorized. Well, I'd say that pretty well takes into consideration just about 99.9999% of the population. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And if you go to Colorado, for goodness sakes, don't light up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jerry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We have returned. Well, if you go to Colorado, leave your cigarettes at home. At least that's the way it looks as of now. On Monday, March 27th, as a week ago today, Colorado's Republican Governor Bill Owens signed a comprehensive smoke-free bill. And starting on July the 1st, almost all bars, restaurants, and other indoor workplaces will be smoke-free in the state of Colorado. In Colorado, smoking will still be allowed. You see, I said almost all bars and restaurants and other indoor workplaces will be smoke-free. What won't be smoke-free? The gaming area of casinos. You can still sit there and pull those handles and roll those dice and puff on a cigarette. But if you're going into a casino restaurant in Colorado, you can't smoke in there. So you're going to have to do all your smoking out in the gaming area. Now, there are other states that are like this. Colorado did it. California, Denver, New York, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Montana, Vermont, Washington, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., and all have passed these, they call them comprehensive smoke-free workplace legislation for workers. And that includes workers in restaurants and bars. They're not concerned about the patrons in the restaurants or the bars. It's the workers if they're protecting them. Okay? Now, the health department, now I'm talking about the Colorado Health Department here, states that secondhand smoke is responsible for the deaths. Get this. I mean, it's dangerous to go to Colorado. I mean, I guess it's more safe now. The health department states that secondhand smoke is responsible for the deaths of thousands of non-smokers each year. Do you believe that? I'm asking you, Jeff, because you're the only person I can see.
I have no idea. I do not have my finger on the stats that they might be using. Now,
I can't imagine.
We're all told that it's dangerous to inhale secondhand smoke, but they told us it was dangerous to eat eggs, too. So,
yeah.
Maybe next year secondhand smoke will be good for you.
The secondhand smoke is responsible for the deaths of thousands of non-smokers each year. Now, if they'd said over the past millennium, you know, maybe, but every year, thousands with an S on it means more than 1,000, and more than 1,000 people, thousands of people, so it's got to be at least 2,000 to be thousands of people, die every year in Colorado from secondhand smoke. They say secondhand smoke's estimated to be $100 million annually for direct medical. Now, this is again, secondhand smoke causes $100 million worth of expenses annually and $19 million for loss of life. Now, how does it cost to lose life? You know, these same people that say this talk about there's too many people on Earth anyway, so it's just killing the worthless eaters, isn't it? The ones that... I don't know. I have no idea. According to the health department, more people die from smoking each year than from alcohol, drugs, AIDS, homicide, suicide, car accidents, and fires combined.
Bird flu?
Could be. They didn't mention bird flu.
I'm just wondering where they get their stats. Are they compiling them themselves? Are they getting them from insurance companies? Do they include numbers of people who have lung cancer? Because not all people who die from lung cancer get it from smoking or secondhand smoke.
You know, my roommate's sister was 21 years old, and she died from lung cancer and never had a cigarette in her mouth. I mean, she was as pure as the new fallen snow. So I don't know. Anyway, they say approximately 130,000 smokers develop smoke-related illnesses each year in Colorado. Now, you know what they say in the United States, but I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, I never could smoke cigarettes. I never could inhale. When we were kids, you know, you used to get a pack of cigarettes and you'd try to smoke. A lot of my buddies smoked, little kids. But I'd puff on them. So when Clinton said, you know, he'd tried pot, but he didn't inhale, I thought, well, it made sense to me.
You believed it.
I absolutely believed it because I never could inhale cigarette smoke. And I smoked cigars for years and years and years, but I never inhaled a cigar, just puffed on them, you know. So, yeah, I believed Willie. I believed on everything he said. But anyhow, if you go to Colorado, it's going to be a whole new ball game out there as far as cigarette smoking.
Hey, Derry, we're just less than a minute away from your next break here. But what do you do with those plastic bottles you collect on your desktop there?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, what do you do with them? Are you saving them? I don't know.
No, that's another bad habit I have. And I don't.
Well, you don't have to tell us what's in them. I'm just wondering why you collected them.
Well, it was in this wastebasket.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up. Bring you up. These are 5-liter Diet Coke plastic bottles.
Half liter.
Yeah, 1 half liter. You're right. 0.5 liter. And when I get through with it, I throw it in there, and I usually, to keep me with my
slim and svelte.
No, with my melody. What do you call it? Melodic tone that keeps my voice, you know, it keeps my gizzard loose so I can talk right. And I throw one in there every day, and the thing was beginning to fill up. So I dug them all out, and between breaks, I'm taking them to the other wastebasket.
Listen to this show again at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals the real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing, incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check cash or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, if Noah had been truly wise, he would have swatted those two flies. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We were talking about how these people come up with the stats, the statistics as to, you know, how many people die from these different diseases and all. And I've watched when they have these marches. They'll say, oh, you know, the people that are putting on the march, oh, we had 10,000 people there. And then the people that put the cameras on them say there couldn't have been 5,000, et cetera. You don't know. But if you had your flicker box on any time last week and watched these illegal aliens marching, I believe those figures that we got were right, because as far as you could see, there were people in big, wide streets in the city. Chicago, they said there was 100,000 of them. They let high schools out, or they walked out of high schools in Los Angeles. 15,000 were in Phoenix, 10,000 in Georgia, 50,000 in Denver, North Carolina, and Sacramento. Had gobs of people. They didn't have numbers down for those. But there are a lot of those marches. And I'm looking here at what Joe Skousen says, and he makes some sense. Now, I don't know where he gets his information, but it sounds good to me. He says large-scale protests are never spontaneous. They're planned, organized, and funded by persons with motives. He said these protests were planned and provoked by the same powers pushing Bush to create another amnesty law. Even the lack of response to an unscheduled and non-permit parade. Now, we had some folks here, and I've been talking with them, that are going to be holding an animal identification meeting, protesting the animal identification here in the Missouri State Capitol, and they had to get permits, and they had to go to a lot of trouble. I mean, it was a big deal to get all those permits. Well, there were no permits, to my knowledge and to Joel's knowledge, ever issued to any of these marches. People just came out and did it. And if you look closely at those marches, and I didn't look that closely, but I'm taking Joel's word for it, there was very little, if any, you didn't see cops to start with, but there was no police action whatsoever. You know, let me see your parade permit. No, not at all. Remember when the anti-abortionist group held up a sign that showed a baby being removed from its mother's pelvis? And all it was just a picture, and they arrested the people because they didn't have a parade permit, of all things. Okay? Now, these people, hundreds of thousands of them, if you add all this up, were parading with no parade permit and no enforcement of the law. Then Skousen goes on and says, William Green, and it might be... I don't know how he pronounces it. It's G-H-E-E-N. Jeff, you're supposed to help me with this sort of thing, but it's Gheen or something. Anyway, let's call him Bill. He's president of the Americans for Legal Immigration. And he's filing a formal complaint and calling for, did I say illegal? I'm sorry. He is president of Americans for legal immigration, all right? And he's filing a formal complaint and calling for an inquiry by city officials in Charlotte, North Carolina, to determine why there was no visible police officers or security at a protest attended by thousands of illegal aliens in downtown Charlotte on March 25th. He goes on to say that Congress kind of knows what's going on here, that Congress suddenly passed a tough immigration bill that would make it a felony for illegal immigrants to be in the United States and impose new penalties on employees who hire them. And a lot of these dyed-in-the-wool conservative Republicans say, boy, that was a good thing. We finally are going to do something. And I don't think it's going to ever happen. And Joel Skousen pretty well explains what they're doing here. It's a felony, the way they passed a bill, it would be a felony for illegal immigrants to be in the United States and would impose new penalties on employers who hire them. Now, as Joel mentions, hey, we already have penalties on the books. Have you ever seen those penalties enforced? I remember some years ago that they did raid IBP or one of the major packers out in western Kansas. But they just went in there and turned everybody loose again, and I think the Packers maybe had to pay a few thousand dollars or something, and it was all over with, and the next day business was as usual. And as Joel says, the penalties are on the books, but they're never enforced by any administration since their enactment, Democrats or Republicans. See, they're all alike. In addition, the bill finally calls for a 700-mile fence along one-third of the border's total length. Then, as Joel says, why a partial fence? Why only 700 miles? What is it? It's over 2,000 miles, isn't it? The total between Mexico and the United States, I think. Anyway, he says they already have an 80-mile fence along the Tijuana border. And, they're ineffective. Doesn't make any difference. He says, while I was happy to see the fenced wall being proposed, a third of a wall is simply an inconvenience. It's not a barrier. The proponents weren't really serious about stopping these hordes that are pouring across the border. What really seemed strange was with the ease with which the bill passed. Now, I don't know the figures here, but if you remember, it did just El Zapo went right through Congress. We really seemed strange with the ease with which it was passed. There was no arm twisting by the Bush administration to stop it. Had Bush finally seen the light on illegal immigration? Not at all, says Joe. What the administration did was allow a bill to be passed that would allow Republicans to pacify their constituents. And that's what I say. They will say, oh boy, hey, they're finally waking up in Washington, they've done this now, and everything's going to be great and wonderful. He says, then they'll use the horrors of the new law to entice illegal aliens to protest. In turn, the protest, along with commentaries from pundits warning about violence if we don't help the illegals, it'll be used to pressure Congress to justify passing Arlen Specter's new amnesty bill, masquerading as a jobs bill. Now we're back to where the president team wants us, and the fence will probably be axed in the process. So there you go. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You are on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Derry, not only if you watch those tapes closely, and I watched a bunch of them, not only were the police not stopping the marchers, but in many instances they were escorting them and stopping traffic so that the marchers could go through. If you watch those tapes closely, there's lots of places where the police literally were moving along in a phalanx with the marchers to help them go.
See, Joel says makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think this whole thing is planned.
Yeah, because the Senate is doing their just the opposite. You know, the Senate is doing their best to make sure that they ram through an amnesty bill with, you know, McCain again and Kennedy, you know, doing their thing to make sure that all these illegals are not only illegal. I mean, when I heard someone declare, I can't think of her name now, the one from California that threw out Bob Dornan with all the illegal aliens voting for her. You know, when Sanchez indignantly declared that, you know, this bill would make illegal aliens criminals.
Well, they are criminals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She reacted to that. It was just the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. These people just don't think, that the people who are in the country. I mean, the greatest line I ever heard was, how long does a home invader have to be in your home before he's a member of the family?
Same situation. But when, see, Bush, the one thing, and you know, old Hugo Chavez is looking more like a hero to me all of the time. I don't know anything about him, except the president hates him. And I do know that if it hadn't been for him, we would already have the FTAA passed. It was Hugo Chavez that single-handedly got the other nations to kill that deal when Bush was down in Argentina. On the FTAA, for those of you who are not familiar with it, it is the Free Trade of Americas. In other words, we'd have no borders anywhere, all the way from the North Pole to the South Pole, I guess, on this continent. They want to do away with borders. Well, if they had their way, do you think that the borders would be open both ways? Would you be able to go to Mexico anytime you wanted to? You know, do the things that we do up here in Mexico as what the same things the Mexicans want to do when they come in here? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what would have happened if we did have the FTAA. And I hear music in the background. Thanks for the call, Rich. Let's take a break. We will be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know.
to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I keep getting emails and comments from people concerning animal identification. Let me share a couple of them with you, because New Mexico and Arizona are saying no. But all, and this first is an email that's not from New Mexico or Arizona. But anyway, all live animals in the United States are not traceable. I would strongly suggest that people who believe that need to visit with their state veterinarians and see how often they run into untraceable animals when doing trace forward or trace backward investigations. Animals that move do not all have a brucellosis tag or brand or back tag, and cattle do not always move legally among the 50 states. Animal health importation restrictions, that's where animals are coming across the border from other countries, for animals from foreign countries is more important than the fact that they are identified, or else we will merely be trying to chase after diseases instead of what we used to do in this country, and that is prevent the introduction of diseases. Now, in Arizona and New Mexico, the Coalition of Arizona-New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth have come out with a proposed resolution against animal ID. Here's what they're saying. And it's 4 pages long, and I'm just going to pick out some of the high points. But whereas the National NAIS is in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And they say, hey, they're getting information here that's none of their business. The government is not permitted to use sense-enhancing technologies to invade the privacy of its citizens, their homes. A coalition is strongly opposed to proposed enormously intrusive surveillance against unsuspecting citizens. The proposed NAIS is in violation of the Fifth and the 14th Amendments by attempting a forced registration in a huge permanent federal database of individual citizens' real property. the homes and land where animals are kept, and personal property, the animals themselves. The USDA is proposing that an animal owner, under the pain of unspecified enforcement, must report within 24 hours any instance of any animal leaving or returning to the registered property is the trampling of basic private rights and fundamental human rights, which must remain free from government interference and is impossible to comply with in the rural ranching communities because of the areas involved and the lack of knowledge on the location of each animal. Ear tags on range livestock are easily lost. Identifying the original livestock number when two or more ear tags are lost is impractical, if not impossible, and replacing lost ear tags on range livestock is essentially impossible, except when the livestock are gathered, and even then, all livestock cannot be located. Even one mistake by someone entering a multi-digital number into the database could easily transfer the liability of a diseased animal to another livestock producer. An animal may not necessarily have a disease when it leaves the producer's premises, but a disease is identified later. It cannot be proven where the animal contacted the disease. Liability will come back to the original owner. Then they talk about computer hackers and so forth, and we'll discuss that after this. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Precious metal prices eased on Friday on a stronger dollar and lower oil prices after hitting a new multi-decade high on Thursday. Gold closed down $4.30 to $581.50 an ounce, but is up $20 an ounce in March. Silver closed off a nickel to $11.49 an ounce, but is up $1.75 in March. Gold is clearly headed for $600 soon, but next week we may see a price correction, the sign of a healthy bull market, says Craig Smith. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I had no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating. None of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that will listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
And we're in the home stretch. Now, back to what the counties are doing in New Mexico and Arizona. It's a coalition of Arizona and New Mexico counties, for the stable economic growth. And they're saying, hey, no to animal ID. They go on to say that any centralized computer database can easily be breached by a computer hacker, and the protection of personal private information is highly suspect. Arizona and New Mexico and other brand states have had animal identification and tracking system in place for over 100 years. Brand state agencies have successfully demonstrated the ability to track animals for health reasons. Brands have been proven to be an effective and economic means of identifying animals. Arizona, New Mexico, and the brand states contend that the databases have accumulated for over 100 years and are too valuable to let the USDA simply throw away and should be used for animal health tracking purposes. Anyway, the state agencies like Arizona and Animal Services Division and New Mexico Livestock Board have statutory responsibility to monitor animal health. They simply cannot hand over that responsibility or authority to anyone, especially to a private legal entity. Privately contracting data collected, contracted data collection system. A basic law of economic states: do not replace a proven economic source with an unproven one. And then they go on and say this NAID violates the 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Anyway, we're seeing more and more and more folks waking up, I think, about this animal ID and what a drastic thing's going to happen if it does get passed. Speaking of drastic things happening, I see these all of the time. And this happened at the Denver International Airport. Bernice Bogart is 83 years old, by the way, but now she's 84. She's getting ready to have a birthday, and she's going to spend that birthday with her daughter in Tennessee, I believe it was. But she's a very fragile person. She had breast surgery in 1997. She had total hip replacement in 99. She had a major stroke in 2004 that caused dementia. And we'll have a picture of her here. She's a typical 84-year-old person that's had all those problems, health problems. At 6 p.m. Saturday, she and her sister were walking alongside their mother. Another lady was walking alongside. Okay, these two sisters were walking alongside their mother, who was in a wheelchair being pushed by a Frontier Airlines employee to a special screening area. Now, you know, you got to screen these little old 84-year-old ladies that can't get out of a wheelchair. That's pretty important. You know, you never know. They could have a bomb in their depends or something. I don't know. Just before reaching security, the sister, who did not have gate clearance, was asked to sit in a chair away from the screening area while the other sister and her mother proceeded. Bogart was holding an orthopedic cord saying that she had a metal plate in her hip. Having been assured that Frontier and the TSA staff, Transportation Safety Administration, would not require her to leave her wheelchair, the other sister turned and put her mother's bags through the X-ray screener. Moon said when she was horrified when she turned around moments later to discover that her mother had been selected for additional screening, was out of her wheelchair and trying to walk through a large glass-walled corridor. There was no grab bars. She said, "I could see her fingers trying to hang onto a little ledge." Fearing another hip-shattering fall, she instinctively reached for her mother. "Don't touch her," screamed the screener bark. An elderly woman shuffling along Mood said she continued to tell the screener that her mother was not to stand. "You'd better change your attitude," the screener said, "or do you want me to make it so you don't fly today?" The screener allowed Bogart to sit down for a moment, then instructed her to stand up and lift her arms. She couldn't do that because of the breast cancer surgery, so the screener made her lift them by pulling them up herself. Infuriated, the sister protested that she was told to sit across the room or else. And anyway, the search went on. I'm going to be out of time, but what had all happened is she did get to Tennessee to be with her other daughter for her birthday, but the Transportation Administration manager said wouldn't even give the screener's name so that he could file any kind of charges. Let's take a break. No, we're not going to take a break. We're going home. That's what it is. It's lunchtime. My clock's already right, and I'll just turn the program over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.